Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Attack Podcast, where we subject your ears to a week's worth of crap, chicanery, current events, and cool stuff with your three favorite hosts, Kyle, a.k.a. The Green Menace, Lawrence, it's long for Larry Land, and the Burnt Blade himself is never here, so of course he's not here today. We're going to replace him with Lloyd. Say what's up, Lloyd.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So, Larry, let's get into this, man. How's your week, dude?
Long. Very long.
Very long and tedious and annoying. Yes, there's the music. I needed that dramatic effect.
I got sick yesterday driving. I almost passed out.
Stop. Oh, car, Kyle.
Yo, I thought we were going to make that longer. I need it long so I could play it for Larry's opening theme song.
Yes.
I was
driving, running errands for my mother.
I had a day off. My younger sister was in the car with me. When I'm trying to be serious. When I started to faint, pretty much. Heat exhaustion.
Oh, man. That's dangerous.
I was running around, and I didn't have time to eat, so that was also a factor.
Ooh.
So my sister screamed when I started to pass out, and I woke up in the nick of time. And
you were driving?
I was driving. I just came from the store to get groceries.
Like, what were you? You were on the freeway or on the?
No,
on
the streets? I was on the streets, luckily.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I was good. So yeah, as soon as I got home, I was like, okay, I am retiring.
I just learned a new trick.
Higher pitch. I made it home.
Oh, well, I'm glad you made it home,
yes,
man.
Yes, I'm safe now. Huh? How was your week?
Anything else happened to you this week, Larry?
No.
Oh, okay. Hey, Lloyd.
Life. What?
How was your week?
My week was all right, man. Got my sister over here for the 4th of July weekend, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Hanging out. Yeah. Having a good time.
That sounds pretty good. Pretty good. Oh, man. Sounds like you guys had some eventful weeks. Well, if anybody cares, you know, my week was all right, too.
I care about your week.
Care about you.
Thank you, guys. You're so sweet. I went to go see the BET Experience, which was like the BET Awards pre-convention show thing.
Black Evil Television?
It's not that evil, man. It's more like Black Togetherness TV with evil overlords,
so
just like everything has.
They
have.
A little bit.
It's moved along.
No, okay.
But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. There was a little step show. Went to see that.
Nice.
There was a couple of little booths I went to. I went to see this NASA booth. I brought Larry back some stuff from that.
I love NASA.
Get to the good part.
I got to play some Street Fighter V.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you think about it?
It was pretty cool. I like Nash. He's kind of fun to play
Nash
with.
Nash was one of my favorite characters in Alpha.
Well, he's not the same guy anymore at all. He's completely different.
I like that because I am tired. They never changed Guile.
Nah.
Like 20 years, Guile's been the same. And
well, Guile wasn't even a character yet, so.
Yeah, hopefully he's not.
And then there's Birdie.
Oh,
he's like
Birdie back?
Yeah. He's got like this chain whip now. He can grab you.
Nice.
And he has like three moves where he just eats, though, which is I might just not know how to use them or something, but I don't really like that.
I don't recall him eating in any of the games, but okay.
Well, now he eats and drinks for a few of his moves, and then I think he blows fire or something. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah.
They need to add characters from Third Strike.
You know, I miss Alex.
Yeah. Alex was a great character.
Yeah.
Who else? Gil. I liked what's that dude's name that had?
Doesn't matter.
The robot dude.
Q?
Yeah, Q.
Yeah, he was cool.
And Oro. Yeah.
Oro
was tight.
the sack man?
Yeah.
What was his backstory? I forget. Was he like Genki's teacher or something?
I don't recall, but I know he was a bum that lived in a bag. He lived in a
Yeah,
lived
he was
in his
he was super weird. But yeah.
Fought with one arm.
I don't know about him. But aside from that, man, I got a job, which is nice. Yeah, start
a real
the
job.
Yeah, a real job.
What you doing?
Start the week after next. It's gonna be full time and everything.
You in the strip club stripping again?
Man, you know I ain't never going back to that. Not since Magic Mike came out.
The white boy's gonna overshadow you.
Dang.
What are you doing?
I'm running a monitor at a clinic, basically. And then eventually I'm gonna be running a monitor at a few different clinics, and
That's good, I don't know.
They said because they're just kind of starting up, so there's a possibility that I might be like supervising a bunch of people in the near future. So we'll see how it turns out. I don't know, because it starts off with kind of low pay, and then he says after like 2 months the pay is gonna go up. I don't know. So I'm gonna wait and see. For now, it's good. I got a job. I'm a little bit excited about that.
Steady paycheck.
Yeah, pretty much. And also next week I gotta finish up some clinicals and then all that bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, let me check the keyboard real quick, cause I just reassigned everything. I gotta get. Okay. Cool. All right. Where's my laugh? There we go. All right. So on tonight's show, we're going to give you our perspective on a few things. We might talk a little bit about DC's Gods and Monsters and a few things that's going on in that universe. Larry Land's got some giant robot battles for you. Mm-hmm. Uncle Charlie ain't here. He was going to talk about stuff, but I guess it don't matter no more. We got some great moments in Blackness, and a few other things come your way. But let's go on and get into the show. But first, the plugs. Listen close, folks. We on that struggle game, and we need your support. We're trying to grow. So follow us on Twitter at @attack_podcast. Like our Facebook page and send us an email. Our address is theattackpodcast@gmail.com. Visit our webpage, theattackpodcast.com, all one word, and leave us some comments or send us an email. We'll read them on air to thank you for your support. And remember, you can find the show on Podomatic, SoundCloud, where you can leave us reviews and comments. This week's episode is brought to you by #FreeBree. All right. So let's go ahead and get into the main story. So, Larry, you had some stuff to say about Gods and Monsters, man.
I seen the first two online episodes for free. Let me say that Bruce Timm is a genius.
Uh-huh.
I miss him from DC Animated. Even though the DC Animated movies have been great,
mm-hmm.
they're missing that emotional content that
Bruce Timm's level.
Yeah. They're a little bit more brutal, which I don't mind.
They were really brutal, man. Yeah. It was cool, dude. There was like they was killing folks left and right.
Oh man, it was I didn't see the movie yet, and I didn't.
The movie's not out until I think later this month. Okay. I think it's the 28th.
What about the Wonder Woman episode?
The Wonder Woman episode's pretty cool. So what it is like an alternate reality Justice League, and apparently they're already the Justice League.
Yeah.
But Superman is not Clark Kent. Nope. He wasn't the son of Jor-El. He's the son of Zod,
which is amazing.
And
I love that.
For real. And the Kents didn't find him. It was some Mexican immigrants that found him.
Yeah.
Batman isn't Bruce Wayne. He's what's his name? The Man Bat.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but
Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know his name.
Kirk something.
Oh my god.
But
I lost bat points.
He's He's the Man Bat.
Yeah.
And apparently he took the serum and it worked a little bit better on him. So
Kirk
now
Langstrom.
Kirk
I
Langstrom.
Just popped
you.
Back up in my head.
So he's got the flight and he's got the vampire teeth. So he's kind of like a weird vampire bat thing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then Wonder Woman is not.
Amazon?
No, she's not an Amazon. She's from New Genesis. And she's got a bunch of
new Genesis.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of new Genesis technology. And apparently her character's gone through some things to land her here on Earth. And apparently she's got a little relationship going on with Amanda Waller's number two.
Rick Flagg.
No, the other one.
Steve.
Trevor?
Trevor, yeah.
Trevor. Trevor.
That was her original boyfriend in the, when she first came out
in
the comics.
Huh. Imagine that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looked pretty cool.
I seen the Batman episode in the
what
Superman
happened? What
episode.
Happened in the Batman episode?
The Batman episode was it caught me totally off guard because
really,
it was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
So Batman appears. He doesn't look like the Batman we know.
Yeah, he looks a lot like the owl, like somebody from the Court of Owls, or something out of the Watchmen, sort of.
Yeah, he has that Watchmen feel. A little bit of Catman entered into it when I seen him.
Because his costume's pretty, it's pretty sleek. He's got like big red glasses over his eyes.
Yeah.
They're round, and he's got like long pointy ears. And when he first, when we first see him, he's like kind of, we see his shadow flying in, and it looks kind of like the shadow from Batman Beyond
yeah,
a little
bit. It
looks
bit. Like, the, yeah, it looks like, yeah, Terry McGinnis costume. But he enters a warehouse, and as he progresses, and it starts off like a Batman episode. Like,
yeah.
It builds up. It's,
yeah,
it's,
it really did have it, that same feel.
Bruce Timm and Dini, they, I swear, they got Batman, they got all DC characters down packed. I don't know why they don't write the live action. But anyway, as Batman moves throughout the warehouse, he starts to see mutilated bodies in the refrigerator.
Yeah, they're like bagged up heads.
Yes.
And I was like, crazy. Whoa, for real?
But Bruce Timm said
cool.
He always wanted to go there, but Warner Brothers always held him back.
Well, of course they did.
I mean, but
they have to let people be able to watch it.
But see, the comics are pretty brutal. A lot of Batman comics are pretty brutal and gruesome.
Yeah, but like kids watch like TV Batman,
yeah.
You know, and there's no stopping that. But
true.
This man,
yeah,
don't let your kids watch it.
So his antagonist was Harley Quinn, and I like her redesign. She was looked like she had her head sewed on. Or
yeah,
she
looked like a living doll, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of like something out of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well, she
murdered
Sally. A family and adopted that family, and it was pretty shocking.
Yeah,
the Superman episode was good, too.
My favorite part was when she had that chainsaw and she was swinging at Batman and she lopped a head off with it. I was like,
off,
whoa.
Lopped off the grandmother's head.
They
had dead kids in here, too, by the way.
It's pretty brutal.
I suggest you see that. It's on YouTube, Machinima.
But yeah, Superman.
Oh, yeah, Superman episode was.
What was amazing. Do you know his name in this?
Oh, no, not yet.
What is it like? Juan Carlos?
No, I don't think it's that. But it opens up with Amanda Waller as president, which I really like.
I could
she wasn't hardcore Amanda Waller. She wasn't. She seemed to be a little bit more reserved, but she's president, of course, in this universe.
So you kind of got to be a little.
Yeah. It looks like Metropolis is being decimated by some unknown force, and Waller is going to nuke Metropolis until. The new Superman appears and stops this unknown force.
Now, what do you think of his new design with the goatee and the trench coat?
He looks like Zod. He gives off that Zod feel, like, oh, this is Zod's son. Like,
yeah.
And his demeanor, like, he seems a little bit cocky. Even though they didn't say anything barely through the whole episode, he seems a little cocky like Zod. So
yeah.
I can assume from when the movie comes out, he's going to be pretty
he's definitely
Zod-ish.
He's definitely not the Boy Scout.
Yeah, which I like.
But I don't understand how the trench coat works into the, like, Superman invincibility factor, like, that we get with his normal
Well,
costume.
I mean, it's just for his I think it's to give off of his mystique. Like, this is his presence. Zod seems like a trench coat wearing dude anyway, so it's like.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, Superman wears a suit that can withstand the force of whatever the fuck, but. Is this trench coat the same type of Kryptonian material, or?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
What are we dealing with there? I got to ask the tough questions, I know.
When they revealed this unknown force, it was Brainiac, and Brainiac was a child. And
that
was amazing.
That
you immediately started to feel, like, it grabbed you with barely any dialogue. Like, emotionally, I was like, damn.
Well, like, anytime I see Brainiac or read something with Brainiac, I immediately get annoyed.
Why so?
Unless he's gone within the next, like, 5 minutes.
Why? Brainiac's a great character.
Brainiac is one of the most annoying comic book characters ever created.
Oh, he's an
because
he's for a lot of villains.
He's impossible. Like, he exists in every dimension. He is, like, spread throughout. He recreates himself infinite times, and he's just, there's nothing you can do about him. And it's like, why hasn't he just, like, won already?
That's true. But Superman usually, and the League usually stop him.
Like, there's no reason anything should be able to stop him.
Temporarily stop him.
Ever.
Yeah, because he's like a virus. He literally is like a virus. He spreads. He eats up the information in different parts of the universe. destroys that say, for instance, a planet after he takes all the information,
like,
people and everything.
There should be assimilate. There really should be an alternate force to him in order to kind of quell him. And Superman's really not that. There's no reason why Superman, even with all his invincible super speed and super strength and super vision powers, should be able to stop something that is all-encompassing like Brainiac is.
Well, that's the thing. They usually temporarily stop him. And it depends on who the writer is, too. So in this episode that they show, Superman dealt with him. It's not the Brainiac we're used to. He was a government experiment. He's not a Kryptonian machine. He's government experiment that went haywire in the guise of a child. He's got to be like 5 or 6. And he just can't control his powers. Like he's crying. He's basically throwing a tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
And Superman kills him. And it was pretty emotional. I actually enjoyed it. And I like this version of Brainiac. This was a good... decent version, but I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like,
and every time I see Brainiac, it's a different version of him anyways.
Yeah. Like I said, it's usually dependent on the writer. Everybody has their different interpretation of Brainiac. I always seen him as a plague, personally.
I just feel like, I feel like almost nothing good comes from Superman other than what-if stories.
Yeah, Superman has some good stories, though. Like, there's a lot of
good... I mean, even Superman
Doom...
But you're
saying his resolve,
like,
is...
I just... There's nothing about Superman that really...
intrigues you or catches you?
Doesn't piss me off.
I mean, I think that's the point of Superman, though. Superman is a vulnerable person in the first place. One, he wants to be human more than anything. He doesn't want to fight.
I
he's
I
a
can't
pacifist
help but feel
in,
like,
at heart. But
I feel like, why is Batman and... why are Batman and Lex Luthor compared to be, like, his equals? It doesn't even make sense to me.
Mentally. But, I mean, because they can outsmart him.
They're
but
mentally
Superman,
sharp, and they can't outsmart him because he is infinitely smart.
Actually, Batman has a higher IQ than Superman.
Yeah,
but
Superman can think 10 times faster than Batman. No, 10 million times faster than Batman.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
From over the 70 years of writing, I don't think.
Unless Batman has some kind of superpower that they're not telling us about.
His
quote,
brain.
Unquote.
I think his brain. Because he always bests him. Batman said that Clark's one of his. The thing about that's the difference between him and Clark. Clark is an all encompassing of the word. He is a great person. He's a good person down at heart. Batman is not. Batman will stoop to tactics that nobody would stoop to. He won't kill you. You want to die after that shit, but he won't kill you. That's the only thing he won't do. And Batman's technically a bad person, to be honest. So that's why
I mean,
but I think this series, God and Monsters, it pretty much your concerns, especially with Superman, I think is gonna.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the only time Superman intrigues me is in what-if stories or, like, alternate universes.
Nah, I feel you.
Like, ever.
My favorite Superman comic is All-Star Superman, Emperor Joker. That was an alternate reality. Superman loses his powers, and Joker becomes the most powerful being in the universe. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts, Lloyd?
I can't think right now. I'm trying to do something.
It's all good. It's all good.
Sorry, guys. All
right. Well, and then after that, we have the Wonder Woman episode. Which
what was that?
It was pretty cool. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Steve Trevor.
Yes, thank you. Trevor opens up. He's getting captured by, what is it? What's the DC version of Hydra? I'm all Marvel. I can't.
Cobra.
I don't really know.
Which
my
was first
my
before
DC.
Hydra, but go ahead.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
I'm first
just,
or last.
Just,
all I said is I know. I know.
I'm just
Marvel
putting that out there for the
fans,
for the listeners to know.
Because Marvel tends to capture my interest a little bit more than Brainiac. Mm-hmm.
Clones will do that. But go ahead.
But what? We'll do that. What did you say?
I said clones. Clones do that.
Clones.
Yes, Marvel clones. Yes. Yes. Go
ahead.
Oh
my God.
Continue.
As if DC doesn't have any
dark
clones.
Side. Anyway, go ahead. Thanos sucks.
Go ahead.
Thanos is
Darkseid is
not Darkseid. Thanos doesn't have vision that can go around corners.
That's the only thing
and
you don't
turn
have.
And but turn Batman into 10 million years in the past so he can fight Vandal Savage for 2 million years and somehow
that's
still
the only
have
thing
no
he
superpowers.
Have, but he's pretty much Darkseid, and the creator admitted
Thanos. Thanos has a similar build to Darkseid.
No. His intentions, except
Is Darkseid after Lady Death?
No.
He's
no simp like that. I mean,
no
come on.
Simp.
They do have to change the story up.
I mean, Thanos' motivations are a little
death and destruction, much like Darkseid.
I don't really understand Darkseid like that.
Darkseid is tight. Darkseid is after the one equation that can end everything. I'm losing all
it's
kind
okay.
of bat points
so
today.
So, anyways,
I'm sorry.
The Wonder Woman episode, Steve Trevor gets caught by Cobra, and they're taking him in, and then just as they're about to shoot him, Wonder Woman pops up through a portal.
Boom tube.
Yeah, it was a boom tube. Thank you, Larry.
I'm sorry, I'm just
No, but she has complete control over these boom tubes, so the fight's over for Cobra. And she's got this cool-ass sword that it's black and it's got all kinds of new Genesis tech on it. She can throw it. It'll come right back to her. And she's got, like, a white helmet. And she pretty much fucks everybody up.
Like Wonder Woman.
But yeah. She's probably a little bit more violent.
Oh, definitely. She stabs a few folks, like, dead.
Okay.
D-E-D. And then out pops this giant robot. Of course, that they have to fight, and Steve Trevor's like, I don't need your help, and then he gets fucked up by the robot, and then she's like, well, makes him ask for her help, and then she helps him, and somehow, I don't really understand it, but she, like, cuts the robot and knows exactly what wire to pull to shut it down.
She is a new god, though. She is literally a god.
Okay, I believe it.
God.
I believe it.
Oh yeah, the anti-life.
They do mention that she is actually a god in this at some point.
Good,
which is pretty cool.
Instead pretty of cool. a child of a god.
Yes, yes.
I like this new take on this series. It brings something new to the table. We're used to seeing the same stuff.
I can only commend Bruce Timm. He's a genius. Mm-hmm. So. But hopefully we get to see more after Gods and Monsters.
Yeah. So apparently the movie's coming out, on the 28th, so I'm going to keep an eye out for that.
Yes, we will.
Although I never did get around to seeing that Aquaman movie.
It was good. War was better, and Flashpoint Paradox was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But
War was really cool. I did enjoy War.
War was cool. War was very cool. I liked the different interpretations of Superman in that. Superman was a little bit more cold-hearted and that, a little cockier, but
my favorite movie lately though has been that Injustice movie.
Which one?
The movie.
Injustice. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was a movie. It might have been a series, but the Injustice series, the one that
the
came out.
Comic book, right?
There was I'm talking about the game movie. Oh. It was good.
Oh,
it
the was game was amazing.
Yeah. Well, not the game itself, but the movie.
The cuts.
The cuts, yes.
Man, I love
those,
the game.
Those were really fun to watch. So what do we got in the news, Larry? Apparently there's something going on in Tokyo?
I'm going to save that one because that one's funny. Let's do serious first and go down to funny. Let's do that.
I'm just going in the order that
we got it
on here.
It's all good. You did a good job. You did your job.
So
I commend you. I got it. George Takei. And Clarence Thomas get into it. But
that's
not necessarily not get into it. George Takei responds to Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas, of course, is Supreme Court Justice. In the 80s, got into it with for sexual harassment. I don't know how he became a judge. Thank Bush. But anyway, this week, actually last week, we had gay rights, civil rights. What you call it?
I am going brain dead this morning.
Same-sex marriage was...
There you go. There you go. We had...
Voted to be legal by the Supreme Court.
Thank you.
5-4.
And one of the people that voted against was Clarence Thomas, of course.
Of course he was.
Of course.
Man, I hate that he is what represents the black portion of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I know.
The way he votes too often, like, hurts my heart.
Well, he's a hardcore conservative, so.
I get it. I get that. I wish there was somebody else of a darker skin tone.
Oh, no, I know.
In there, so that it wasn't like every time he votes something down, it's like, oh, well, black people must be okay with this. Because that's how I feel when he votes a certain way.
Well, George Takei has spoken for us. Let's first talk about what Clarence Thomas said. Human dignity has long been understood in this country to be innate. When the framers proclaimed in the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, they refer to a vision of mankind in which all humans are created in the image of God and therefore of inherent worth. This is his response to him voting against gay marriage, of course. That vision is the foundation upon which this nation was built. The corollary of that principle is that human dignity cannot be taken away by the government. Slaves did not lose their dignity any more than they lost their humanity because the government allowed them to be enslaved. Yes, this nigga said this.
Really?
Yes.
See, this is why I don't like that he is what represents black people in the Supreme Court. You know what? He doesn't. He really doesn't represent black people.
He doesn't.
The
thing is, what's messed up when we have black people like this, or a black person does something embarrassing or stupid, we take it all on as a people for some reason. I know why, but you know, other cultures don't do this, but it's like, okay, you see
the Wayans brothers. Oh, they're an embarrassment.
You feel in your heart like, oh,
honestly, I don't really take the Wayans brothers to be an embarrassment. I mean, they do stupid shit.
Yeah, they're funny.
They're funny.
But that's the thing.
Their movies are fucking ridiculous. Like White Chicks and the one where Marlon was a little baby man.
Yeah, that was horrible.
It was terrible. But like, I don't know.
But there's white comedians that do the same thing. Yeah. But then their whole culture and race isn't embarrassed. But you know how that goes.
Well, it's hard because we only make up 13% of this country. So when somebody does something, it makes a big difference.
True. Yeah. So those held in internment camps did not lose their dignity because the government confined them.
Wasn't George Takei put in one of those little watch camps?
That there we go right there. He was put in during World War II.
Yeah.
Him and his family was put in Japanese internment camp in the U.S. This is Takei's response on Fox 10 Phoenix, who blasted Thomas, who is also a homosexual. So,
who's a? Oh,
yeah, George Takei.
Because he said like Clarence Thomas was, and I was like,
oh no. We know from the Anita Hill case that he likes the women without their permission. according to Takei, he is a clown in blackface sitting on the Supreme Court. He gets me angry. For him to say that slaves had dignity, I mean, doesn't he know slaves were chained? They were whipped on their back. This is his response to him, the internment camp response. It was only a child when soldiers with bayonet rifles marched up our driveway in Los Angeles, banged on our door and ordered us out. Our bank accounts were frozen, our businesses shattered, and our homes with most of our belongings were left behind, all because we happened to look like people who had bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it was a pretty dark time, man. Like, I can't believe that that's what happened.
The fact that this black man said this nonsense is even, I'm like, do you know where you came from, dude? Like, Clarence Thomas is a delusional person. He's not the worst on the Supreme Court. Scalia most definitely is a psychopath.
Scalia's been in the news for losing his marbles a little bit lately.
Yeah.
I think there should be some kind of rule about that. Like, once you start writing down gobbledygook and, what did he say, applesauce and jiggery pokery. Your term as a Supreme Court judge should be put in a question.
The thing is, people like him, there's a separation of church and state. Your ideals don't, they're not supposed to clash with the law. The law is meant for everyone. Civil rights in general are for everyone in this country. The whole point, they're called rights. When you sit there and say that, well, if they don't get married, because it's not in the eyes of God, this country wasn't built under God. Well, it wasn't stolen under God, I should say that. The founding fathers didn't intend for it to be. But I think Clarence Thomas is a sellout. He is a horrible person, and George Takei is a great man. Live long and prosper.
Mm-hmm.
Next story. Yeah. Oh, dude, did you hear?
What?
Maria is retiring from Sesame Street.
No more Maria?
No more Maria. After 44 years, long time Sesame Street cast member, Sonia Mazzano, a.k.a. Maria, with her, she, gorgeous. I grew up having a crush on Maria.
Yeah?
Working like, in, where she work? She wasn't working at
Hooper. Were you like Shadow?
Maria. Yeah, Maria. With, married to her husband, Luis. I hate him. Luis. I hated Luis.
Okay.
Yes, damn. I just had to put that out there. the actress announced while speaking to the American Library Association this week. Mazzano has played Maria, a friendly neighborhood vest enthusiast. I don't know what that means.
Vest enthusiast. She wore a vest and she liked them.
She did. I don't recall her wearing a vest.
I'm just guessing, dog. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you said it all seriously. I was like, whoa, for real? She was? She's been on the show since 1971, though.
That's longer than I've been alive.
Yeah.
How about you, Larry?
Oh, me too. Okay. I was born in 81, son.
Oh, all right.
I was the first generation of millennials. We win.
The first generation of the generation?
Of the generation.
What?
Exactly.
That doesn't even... Yes, as a statement, that doesn't make any sense.
It makes total sense if you think about it.
It makes about as much sense as jiggery pokery.
Oh, that's my new favorite word. But outside of that show, she plays Judge Gloria Pitone.
Judge Shineland?
No, she outside of Sesame Street, she plays Gloria Pitone on Law and Order SVU.
Oh, okay.
So she's done with Sesame Street. We will miss you, Maria. Thank you for everything. You taught me my ABCs, and you were my first crush ever on the women's.
Whoops, wrong one, sorry.
Okay, you just killed her.
No, I didn't. All I did was load.
You just hit. Oh, you didn't shoot? Yeah, okay. Take the gun away from her. Go ahead.
But what else you got for me?
Oh, finally. Finally. America has the ball. Maria! Anyway, America has challenged Japan in a pastime that I believe will go on. Stop killing everybody! That will go on into the future as the greatest pastime ever. And we're talking about giant robots, mechs, if you
That's what
prefer.
The gunshots were for.
You killed the mechs?
The mechs are shooting each other.
Okay. I'm behind a wall. I didn't see what happened.
It's okay.
America just challenged Japan to a giant robot fight.
That's so dope.
It is. Even though we will lose since Japan is advanced on the robot scene.
Japan is all flash, man.
You think so?
Their aesthetics. We got that because I saw the robots.
Yeah.
And Japan's robot looks pretty.
It looks pretty, but...
It looks pretty.
It looks pretty. Ours looks like
ours
it was...
looks solid.
It looks like it was thrown together, to
it
be
It does.
Honest.
It looks like it was thrown together like in somebody's backyard, it looks solid.
It looks like a Ninja Turtles mech. It really does.
But you know what? I would take that Ninja Turtles mech in a fight most of the time, man. Because that stuff, it looks sturdy, man.
It does look sturdy. I'll give you that.
It looked like it could just roll up to Japan's and push it over.
Okay, well, let's see. According to Vice Magazine, it's the perfect time of year to go American all over everybody's ass. And a team at the U.S.-based Megabots, a company that specializes in building giant fighting robots, obviously, is leading the charge. They just challenged Japan's own fighting robot company. Yes, these things exist. Tsudobashi Heavy Industries to real... life giant robot fight. According to Megabots, we have a giant robot. You have a giant robot. You know what needs to happen. That's what that was the challenge video they announced. Their 12,000-pound, 15-foot-tall Megabot Mark II, America's first fully functional giant piloted robot, can fire three-round paintball cannonballs.
Cannonballs. Got it.
At over 100 miles per hour.
I don't want to be in front of that. That shit would suck.
The Tsudobashi's 1,100-pound robot, the Karatas, is equipped with twin Gatling guns, a targeting system that looks like something out of a video game, and four-wheeled legs that let it zip around.
That's pretty cool.
So the Japan bot is a little bit more agile and has homing rockets on it.
It's more agile? Are you sure?
It's 1,100 pounds compared to the 12,000 pounds.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
America's is 12,000.
Like I said, ours is heavy duty.
Ours is heavy duty. But
the other thing I like is ours is a twin pilot, while Japan's is a single pilot.
Yeah, as big as ours is, I would assume so. You probably need somebody to make it walk while the other person does the weapon system and whatnot.
Which allows for higher targeting.
DARPA has been studying this technology, and I think they will be producing mech suits soon.
Well, the American one looked like something that could go to war.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
But it's like it's out there. There's nothing to deflect. Say we really took this to war.
Well, they're taking like, you know, a year to get it ready. So I'm pretty sure they're gonna put some shielding over it.
Yeah.
And add in some cameras so they can see outside.
I can't wait for the day of force fields. That would be so nice. But yeah, that was the weird news, and I hope you enjoyed it, guys. Because I enjoyed it.
I was going to say something else about
go,
that.
Go right ahead.
But I forgot what it was, so fuck it.
Two tears and a bucket.
And there you go. Let me see. Because since Charlie's not here, it threw off all my goddamn schedule. Man, last minute canceling. So Charlie has some stuff to talk about, and we're going to skip over that.
You can say it next week.
Let's see here. What do I have? Oh, you know what? I saw last night. I saw Terminator Genesis.
How was it?
It was better than I expected. It
That's
was
what
actually
I heard.
Way, way better than I expected.
I heard a lot of people say that.
Like, the majority of the movie was really, really good up until a certain point where the art kind of took a dip. It was kind of like a weird, almost Matrix move that was unnecessary.
How
like
so?
Somebody kind of Matrixed into a helicopter for a helicopter chase.
Oh, something unbelievable like the
it wasn't that the helicopter chase was unbelievable. It's just that where the fuck did the second helicopter come from and how did he get in there was just like I was stuck on it for the whole helicopter chase.
Nonsensical action.
Like it made no sense. Like if the helicopter was there,
yeah,
then I would have bought it. But there was no like they got into a helicopter, took off, and like fell, got up, like took the helicopter off with some really extreme action movie only piloting.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, there's another helicopter behind them with somebody in there that's like, how the fuck did you get into the helicopter? And I couldn't take it.
That took me out.
But aside from that, I really loved the time mechanics. Brought me back to Judgment Day with the complexity of the time travel and how the fuck did all this shit happen.
It's supposed to be different timeline.
Oh, yeah. This is a whole new timeline from what we grew up with. T-1000 was badass. The new robot was sick, man. And I love that it didn't get spoiled for me like I just did for everybody else. Spoiler alert. But it was really well done. I enjoyed it. Daenerys Targaryen was a pretty good Sarah Connor. Not quite as good as the original, but I'll give her props.
Wasn't that good? But I heard Jai Courtney was worse. Like he's a horrible.
Oh, he's
actor.
Terrible. He's terrible. It was the story and the action and the graphics that really got me. The acting.
What about
Arnold? Was the best actor in the movie? Really?
That's what I'm about here.
Yeah. But it was overall. I'd give it 2 thumbs up. Definitely go see it. It's worth the.
Terminator
worth the
did view. Something bad. They do it in all their movies. They spoil the film because they spoiled
they
that
didn't
John
spoil
Connor.
This one.
They did. They spoiled that John Connor was a robot. They showed in the trailer.
I'm so glad I didn't watch any trailers.
You are probably one of the only people, because when I saw that, it took me completely out of
trailers.
It.
That sucks.
That
would
have had everybody.
That was such a good twist, man.
That's what they did for Genesis. I'm not Genesis. What was the one before that? Salvation. Yeah. They did the same thing. That movie was horrible. Because,
I mean, I kind of saw it coming, but I didn't know, which was nice, you know? I didn't watch. I watched one trailer, maybe.
You were the luckiest
person.
And
then any other trailer that came on, I hid my eyes because I knew better.
But see, that's my thing. Every week I look at new trailers. I love new trailers.
That's kind of why I stopped looking at trailers.
But that, I think that goes, the studio, whoever edited that trailer needs to be fired or never hired again, because that would have been like, oh, like everybody, that would have been a Fight Club moment.
That would have been super cool.
It's like John Connor
is
that
cool. It was really cool to me that was a twist. Like,
you were so
lucky.
I
didn't know it was coming because I didn't see.
That's why I did not go see that movie.
And I didn't want to spoil it by saying that's what happened.
Oh, but everybody,
you already know.
Trust me, everybody knows.
Damn.
Everybody knows.
You fucked up, studio. You fucked up.
Yeah, then one.
But it was overall it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
So you recommend it everybody?
I definitely recommend it.
Go catch.
Kind of sucks that you already know about John Connor, but you know.
Everyone, go catch The Spoiled Field, Terminator, whatever it's called. Return. Yes.
Genesis.
There you go.
Genesis is the name of the movie.
Daenerys Targaryen looks so good with brown hair, brunette hair. I don't
like
her,
man. Everybody's in love with her.
She's gorgeous.
I mean, she's cute.
I don't like her with the blonde hair, though. I ain't gonna lie. I don't like that.
But
I never liked
her. I feel like she's just another Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, she's got a cuter face. She's got that girl next door look with that dark hair. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm not knocking her.
Oh, no, no. Everybody has
cute.
Their preferences. Everybody has their preferences.
I just feel like she's another Hayden Panettiere because she's got, like, kind of the same sort of look, and everybody's in love with her the same way they were with her
say is your crush right now, celebrity crush?
See, I don't really get into, like, celebrity crushes. I had Rosario Dawson.
That's forever. That's everybody.
Yeah.
I love her.
I don't really know, man.
I got Zoe Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz is she's a cutie, but she ain't her mama.
No. Lisa Bonet is a goddess.
I forget her name now. Hang on. Say something, Larry, real quick while I try to remember her name.
Real quick.
Yeah.
While I go check my chictionary.
Yeah, I got it. I can't remember her name, dude.
What was she in?
I don't know. She's just a model.
A model?
What can I really say about that?
I've been into alternative models, like heavily tattooed. And
Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, don't you say her name, that gorgeous African goddess with the gorgeous chocolatey skin.
Yeah.
Oh, she is gorgeousness and gorgeousity.
Apparently, earlier this week, Cosmo printed a picture of her.
Mm-hmm. This sounds
but
bad.
It wasn't her.
Are you serious? How do black people? I mean, how do white people just really?
Yeah, it was some other chick in a blue bikini with some sunglasses on who just happened to have chocolatey skin.
Are you freaking kidding me? Oh my god!
I'm not playing. You want to see?
Yes,
I
want to see.
That's the picture right there. And they printed it up like
she's
it was
gorgeous,
her.
But that is not her.
Oh yeah, she is. But yeah, it's definitely not her. I mean, it looks a little bit like her if you're saying that all skinny black chicks look the same, but it's definitely not her.
First of all, her bust size is bigger. I've known this because I've studied her pictures and movies many a time. But
oh, there she is right there.
It's
people
don't even fact check. Like,
no, they didn't even
fact check anymore.
Like a quick look.
That's a totally
a quick
different
look,
woman.
You could tell.
It's a totally different
you
woman.
You could tell real easy with a quick look. Lloyd, what do you think? Come on, dog. Come on, Lloyd! That wasn't even like a quarter of the way, man. If that's Lupita, and then if you scroll up, you'll see the picture of that was printed in Cosmo.
But it's like news organizations and magazines, they don't even care to fact check shit anymore.
No.
Like, they just put stuff out there, and it's like, oh, we'll print a retraction. I was like, do you know how offensive that is?
For real. I mean, I guess it gets them, like, in the news, it gets them because Cosmo was irrelevant to me 2 days ago until I saw that story.
Man, we live in a PC.
So, Lloyd, what do you think, Lloyd? You the only other brother here, so we need some input from you with your beer drinking self.
Yes.
I don't know right now.
Thanks, Lloyd. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you know who's tight? Who I think is gorgeous is this chick named Skin Diamond. She's a porn star and an S&M chick, but she is lovely. Beautiful model, beautiful face.
There's all about that porn, about that porn, about that porn.
I actually haven't seen any of her porn. I don't want to spoil. I've seen her pictures.
The beauty of her?
No, I don't think it will spoil the beauty, but it will put me in a place I don't need to be as a decent human being.
So
I don't watch porn.
So aside from porn. This week we have a couple of great moments in blackness that I want to talk about.
I love great moments in blackness.
Oh, yeah. This week we have two, actually.
Motherfucking kids.
So happy 4th of July, folks.
Yeah. Happy Occupation Day when the white
for
man
real,
came
pretty
and
much.
Took over. Yeah.
I'd rather celebrate Juneteenth.
Yeah. Juneteenth for life.
But anyways, I just want to talk about a couple of great moments in blackness.
I would love to hear it.
But I can't seem to find the story. Here we go. So earlier this week, you know, after last week's whole fight about that flag.
Yeah.
That Charlie seems to love. I don't get it. Why does he like...
He doesn't love it. I think he didn't explain it correctly. I believe he thinks that it's freedom of speech and it shouldn't have a place to bring us down. Like, it's symbolism.
Okay,
he believes it's symbolism and we shouldn't give it credence. So
the thing is, like, it's okay to have freedom of speech in your own backyard.
Yeah.
Or, you know, as an individual, free speech is your right. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Say what you want. Expect, you know, people to have their reactions to it.
Of course.
But legal action doesn't need to be taken on somebody who's saying what's on their mind. Okay. Whatever. At a government building,
if a government level, it's not supposed
to. No, the government doesn't get free speech.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. That's all I'm saying.
But then there's I do agree with him about symbolism, but I do
what
also
about symbolism.
Symbolism in general, like
symbolism
like,
it's powerful.
It's very powerful.
And
but we
that's what matters.
We shouldn't give it credence, which I believe I don't give a lot of things credence.
What do you mean don't give it credence?
I'm saying that's what Charles is saying. Me personally, I know what that flag represents, and I know. According to if this is a government building, first of all, the Confederates lost. They were traitors.
For real.
They were treasonous.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were destroyed pretty much. There's no way a government building should be having that up there.
No.
But as a black man who I didn't grow up in the South, but seeing that flag does immediately I immediately think slavery.
No doubt.
Civil War. You know, it brings up certain emotions.
Because the flag was only flown for a little while by the Confederacy, and then it really made its big comeback and got its spotlight during the Civil Rights Movement, where it got rehung and put up everywhere.
And it was a symbol of the KKK, big time.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, you know.
But so, in our great moments, I want to put a little spotlight on... beautiful young lady, because early in the morning on June 28th, Bree Newsom removed the Confederate flag at the state building in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, the woman that climbed the pole.
Yes, I was getting there.
No, I'm sorry.
Along with the help from James Ian Tyson and about eight others, she scaled the flagpole and peacefully removed the flag with the phrase, "You come against me with hatred and oppression and violence. I come against you in the name of God. This flag comes down today."
Real talk.
Yeah. And she pulled it down.
Warrior woman.
Came down off the pole and immediately got arrested.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But it was so funny because I watched the video and she's about 10, 12 feet up the pole when I guess the police showed up or the state whatever guard showed up. And they're like, ma'am, we need you to come down right now. Ma'am, you need to come down off the pole. Come down, ma'am, come down. And she's like, no.
I'm staying up here.
And then she pulls off the flag, says her speech, and she starts scaling down. She says, yes, I know, I'm coming down. I'm ready. I know you're going to arrest me. It's okay. I'm coming.
That was a powerful statement right there.
Oh, yes,
you know
it was.
You
it
know
really
what's
was.
Fucked up? After that, immediate 5 minutes after that, they had a black man.
Oh, yeah.
Put the flag right back on that pole.
They did. They did. That was just mean. That was just straight mean. Like,
I wonder if he volunteered.
I hope not.
If he did, but I'm gonna slap him.
If he did, that's just a product of conditioning.
Yeah, like, I know. Down south terrible. Is horrible. I don't know how motherfuckers live there anyway.
But yeah, that was. I did appreciate that. So hashtag go Bree. What's up, Evan?
What are you saying?
How you doing? Shana wants to make barbecue.
Y'all want
to
put money in on it?
Yeah, but if you don't.
Oh, well. We're almost done, so I'll come out there. And
sorry, we got a little interruption from Mr. Nixon. He wanted to know if Larry wanted to get in this 4th of July barbecue that's happening.
Are we going to pick up barbecue? Or are we going to... The world needs to know this. Are we going to eat barbecue, or are we going to cook the barbecue? She want to cook it? Oh, that shit's going to take forever. Chicken and hot dog? Okay, yeah, I got you. I'll put some monies on it. But check it out. And everyone, that was, will we be eating barbecue today?
Lloyd doesn't care.
Lloyd is dead. Lloyd is dead.
Wow.
I love it. Okay. Yay. Go ahead.
So another great moment in blackness happened this
week.
We had another one. This week was a great week. So earlier this week, Misty Copeland, who was already arguably the most famous ballet dancer in the United States, thanks to her Under Armour ad, the 32-year-old made history. She became the first African-American woman to be named principal dancer with the legendary American Ballet
Theater. Are you serious? First of all, I have one of the biggest crushes on her.
Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous. She's
gorgeous, but yes, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Breaking barriers.
She's been working as a soloist for years, and she finally got named principal dancer, which is the first time in American Ballet Theater's, 72-year history to name an African-American woman as their principal dancer.
Nice.
It raises the question, why did it take so long? But at the same time, it's good that it's finally happening. Because, I mean, Misty came up through a lot.
Yeah, I know.
To get to where she is.
I've read her biography.
And, she didn't even start dancing. Like, she didn't get any formal training until she was, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And most kids...
4 or 5.
Start at, they start with the big companies at 6 to 10 years old.
A lot of those companies don't want black kids, though.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
But she did it.
Opening doors.
And she made it. Mm.
I think she was one of the first black women to do Swan Lake as well.
Yep. Very much so. For such a big company, too.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, how big that company is why.
Oh, you know them white girls are hating their ass off. I've seen Black Swan. I know what goes on in there.
Okay. That movie was creepy as fuck.
I love that movie. That movie was amazing.
I remember because I saw that movie and then I went to work and I was working I was working at a gym at the time, and that day I happened to be working the membership desk. And I went to work so stressed out because of that movie. I couldn't. People were coming to me with all their gym membership problems, and you know people have the stupidest fucking problems.
Yeah.
At the gym, you let my son in when he wasn't supposed to come in, or I want to pay for this week's membership, but I don't want to use it until next month, and shit like that. And I was that movie left me so stressed out that I couldn't deal with these people on that day. I was trying so hard not to snap at people, man. That movie was stressful.
It brings you to an emotional level where you're discombobulated after you watch it.
The little toenail thing and the thing with the scratching.
Yeah.
And it was a tough day for me, man. It was a really tough day.
Subliminal too. It was.
Oh, God.
That was one of the. I love that movie.
Oh my God. But go Misty.
Misty, yeah. Misty.
Oh, and Under Armour did a promotion for her. They put out a hashtag and they said anybody, and the more people who retweet this hashtag, the more flowers we'll send Misty. And they sent her a truck full of flowers.
God damn. What's she gonna do with it? I can get them all mulched.
I don't know.
Putting fertilizer.
She
deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful ass girl.
Congratulations.
Kidnap you and.
put you
that's
in
creepy
my
as fuck,
mm-hmm.
Larry.
I'm sorry.
That's.
I try not to let what I think come out of my mouth. Like
that was a terrible job.
I'm sorry.
So, do you have any more news for us, Larry?
No, I am newsless.
Well, guess what I got.
What you got?
2 Minute Blitz.
Yay!
So this week, Sunshine Saks, a top PR company, drops dime on Naomi Campbell. They say she paid them to hide her weak-ass album, Baby Woman, and disappear her relationship with Mike Tyson. Rick Ross arrested again, this time for pistol whipping and kidnapping, along with his bodyguard. The bad motherfucker hustled up $2 million bail. That's enough to make a thug cry. Mm. The Rise of Cobra. Huh? Oh, Channing Tatum fucking hates the G.I. Joe movies.
Yeah.
He says Paramount forced him into them. Sounds a bit like rape to me, and I can't say I blame him. But it makes me wonder how he feels about being Gambit. Whole Foods admits to blatantly overcharging customers for their produce. Heard of Tinder? Well, now there's Binder, the app that does the dumping for you.
Mm.
Presidential candidate Ted Cruz says that the states should just go ahead and ignore the Supreme Court's ruling on same-sex marriage.
Treason.
Thanks, Ted. Your advice is like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Jussie Smollett and Yaz kill it at BET Awards with Drip Drop, and Nicki Minaj sings along, followed by You're So Beautiful with a same-sex marriage tribute.
Okay.
Twitter beef of the week, K. Michelle versus Coco from SWV. Apparently, Coco was talking shit about K's set at the BET Awards, so K hit back with a quip about Coco's cracked teeth. Last week, my girl asked me if the longest day of the year meant that there was more than 24 hours in the day.
Mm.
Turns out she was right. Tuesday, June 30th was actually 24 hours and 1 second long.
Yep.
I blame John Connor. Apparently, Orthodox Jews have to hire Mexican day laborers to protest gay marriage for them.
Hell yeah.
I don't get it. This was on a Monday. Shabbat isn't till Friday.
Mm-hmm.
7 people in North Carolina have been severely injured in the past week or so due to shark attacks. Experts seem to be having trouble figuring out what's causing the rise in attacks. I'll tell you, it's because people keep getting in the water. Fucking idiots. Is it okay now to... it is now okay to take pictures in the White House while on tour. As our favorite FLOTUS announces on Twitter with a short video of her tearing the old sign in half. Airlines need to start making sure they have enough snacks. Earlier this week, Transatlantic United flight had to make a $500,000 emergency landing with a 24-hour layover because they didn't have enough snacks to satisfy one unruly passenger. I just would have gave them the chloroform-soaked napkin. 50 Shades of Shit author E.L. James does a Twitter campaign called Ask E.L., and of course, it backfires with questions like, if I tracked your cell phone and followed you to a bar but said it was because I was worried about you, would that be okay? I'm guessing that happened in the super creepy ass movie.
And that was
2 Minute Blitz.
That was actually 3 Minute Blitz.
Yeah,
you win.
It's all good.
3 Minute Blitz. All
right. So, Evan, I'm glad you're here because we got a top or bottom eight and Lloyd's passed out.
Yeah. Did you have something to say?
So, this week on top or bottom eight, I heard about a man who listed a tent in his backyard on Airbnb. So you could rent out the tent in his backyard for $46 per night or $899 per month for the tent in his backyard. Mm. Granted, it's in the super inflated Silicon Valley. And he said he and his family would let you inside once per day to shower and share some food with you if they happened to cook and there was enough.
Oh, he's got money then, probably. I mean, that's probably a huge tent with fixings.
But apparently, no, it's just a regular ass backyard tent. Like the thing you would put in the back of the car to go camping.
He wants a human pet.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Oh, for real.
Really?
It's some bullshit. So I want to know what are the top eight things you guys think we could get away with listing on Airbnb?
Oh.
For people to rent out.
We're black. We can't get away with a lot.
The top half of a Winnebago.
I'm going to rent out my truck bed. Granted, I don't have a camper, just a truck bed cover, but you could fit a mattress in there. Lift it up and go to sleep. I'll list that for like $26 a day.
I have a mattress that's in my closet and... You can sleep in the closet.
You know what? I've seen that on Airbnb before, a closet mattress.
Could I list the space beside me in my bed?
Yeah. No doubt. You just got to be picky about who you put in there.
Yeah, oh, right. Okay. How much are you charging for it?
$500 a night. All right. All right.
Thank you. I think you charging too much, my nigga.
Lloyd's going to rent out the space underneath his desk. Some physical payment. I'm good.
They could rent good. They could rent the butter tray in my refrigerator. They could put whatever they want in it. They could put whatever they want in it.
All right, I think that's good. That's a 8. Well, thank you for listening to our chicanery, shenanigans, and bullshit for the day. And we're gonna go ahead and let Lloyd play us out.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he's ready with his music. He needs to. Is there like a way to get that on a button so that you can just like click, click, boom, and then there we go. Oh, that's the end of that. I was just trying to buy time till it started. There we go. All right, Mr. Close Close, we need you to support. We're on that struggle game trying to grow. Because probably you're going to hear all of us on Twitter at @attack_podcast. Like our Facebook page, send us an email. Our address is theattackpodcast@gmail.com. Visit our webpage, theattackpodcast.com. All one word, and leave us some comments or send us an email. We'll read them on the air. Thank you for your support. And remember, you can find the show on Podomatic, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, and many other places.